KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steak, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
By patriarchal male doctors who suggested it to women that menopause was a disease and that it had to be remedied with hormone replacement. Of course, this was a boon to the pharmaceutical companies that made hormone replacement products, And then they did something called the Women's Health Initiative study. And lo and behold, they found that there was an increased risk of heart attack and stroke in women who took these hormone products. And there was an increased risk in breast cancer. And there was a dramatic change in the trend. In 1999, before the Women's Health Initiative study, about 27% of postmenopausal women took HRT. By 2020, it had plummeted to about 5%. And part of the reason for that is that in 2003, according to Marty McCary, who's now head of the FDA, the agency slapped a black box warning on the entire class of menopausal hormone therapy products, headlining the risk of breast cancer and other complications, stroke and heart attack, which were said erroneously to have been found in the Women's Health Initiative study. But that study has been reanalyzed, and there's some flaws in that study. One of the problems with that study is that many of the women started that study late in life. They started it in the 60s and 70s when they already had pre-existing heart disease. And if you got pre-existing heart disease, well, we know that even the birth control pill can somewhat increase the risk of strokes. And in addition, the Women's Health Initiative study was based on a hormone preparation that included a type of progesterone called medroxyprogesterone acetate, which is a synthetic progesterone, which we've long since abandoned. We've gotten away from it in favor of natural progesterone. Natural progesterone is bioidentical. Medroxyprogesterone is phony. And when they reanalyzed the data in the Women's Health Initiative study, they found that women didn't have a uterus who didn't have to take progesterone, it just took the estrogen. They didn't have a higher risk of breast cancer. Moreover, these days, and I've long been in favor of hormone replacement therapy for women, we use transdermal estrogen. We use estrogen patches or creams, and those don't have the same threats to the heart that oral progesterone has, and especially pregnant mare's urine, Premarin. That's why they're called Premarin. It's a synthetic progesterone. Natural estrogen doesn't carry those risks. And so there are so many benefits to hormone replacement therapy. And it's not, you know, one size fits all. Not all women need to be on hormone replacement therapy, but many women benefit from it, especially when they start it early enough. According to Marty McCary, hormone replacement therapy's cardiac benefits may be even more effective than statins at reducing the risk of death from cardiovascular disease. You know, why is it that women lag behind men in terms of the age at which they develop cardiovascular disease? Well, they start to catch up to men precisely the time of menopause, when they lose their hormones. And according to a recent study in Denmark, hormone replacement use was associated with a 64% reduction in cognitive decline. Many women feel kind of brain dead at the time of menopause. And hormone replacement therapy can be helpful. It can also help prevent osteoporosis. And it's kind of a natural way of preventing osteoporosis, because until the age of menopause, women are somewhat protected from bone loss. Once you go through menopause, there's a rapid decline in bone density. And on and on it goes. So there are cosmetic benefits to hormone replacement therapy. And so, yeah, we don't want to overdo it. But, for example, until recently, women around the age of 50 with mood swings were much more likely to be prescribed an antidepressant than estrogen, something that is a phony way of dealing with their malaise, rather than natural estrogen, which would alleviate their mood symptoms, their hot flashes. And so a lot of people think it was a tragedy that the Women's Health Initiative study cast a pall on the use of hormone replacement therapy. And Marty McCary is stepping up to liberate hormone replacement therapy and reassure women that it is a safe path to take to alleviate many of the problems associated with women's aging. So that's one of the turnarounds that we'll talk about this hour. And folks, I want to let you in on a skincare secret that's changed my and my family's daily routine. It's Timeline's Mitobiotic Skincare Line. It's based on the notion that there are mitochondria within skin. These are the powerhouses of the cells. And this isn't just surface-level skincare. It's targeting skin longevity at the cellular level. It's powered by the same cutting-edge cellular science as MitoPure, which you can take as an oral supplement. It's the patented urolithin A supplement you heard us talk about that ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. Timeline's topical mitobiotic products combine MitoPure, niacinamide, and triolose. Mitobiotics revitalizes your skin's mitochondria from the outside in, reducing wrinkles, renewing and protecting skin, and supporting collagen. It visibly starts to reduce wrinkle depth and volume after only 2 weeks. It offers immediate results, but also delivers gradual lasting improvements. It's a true transformation over time. Timeline's MitoPure is backed by over 500 studies and 11 human clinical trials and has 56 patents. As an intelligent medicine listener, you can get 20% off any Timeline skincare or oral supplement purchase. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman Skin. The future of skincare is cellular. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman Skin for mitobiotic skincare, and also try their MitoPure powders and gummies. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's another one. Many folks, after a heart attack, it used to be very routine. They'd be prescribed medications. They'd be prescribed some kind of blood thinner, usually aspirin, maybe with something else like Plavix, to thin the blood to make sure that another blood clot wouldn't occur. They were aggressively prescribed blood pressure medications in many cases, and sometimes antiarrhythmia drugs, but they were almost invariably given beta blockers. That was the thing in my day, is you had a heart attack, give you a beta blocker, it would slow your heart rate to prevent your heart from overexerting. Kind of made sense, right? You know, it's kind of like if you got engine problems with red lights on, you drive your car slower, right? You know, kind of ease the burden on the engine. Turns out, beta blockers have no effect on heart attack patients, at least the majority of those heart attack patients who don't have signs of congestive heart failure. Now, there's some patients who have serious heart attacks, they develop congestive heart failure. Okay, beta blockers may have a protective role, but the vast majority of people who've undergone heart attacks don't need those beta blockers. We prescribe tens and tens and tens of millions of prescriptions of these over the years to people unnecessarily, according to a big study. It's called the Reboot Trial. And what they found is that Reboot will change clinical practice worldwide. Currently, more than 80% of patients with uncomplicated myocardial infarction are discharged on beta blockers. The Reboot findings represent one of the most significant advances in heart attack treatment in decades. They don't need those beta blockers, which can slow you down, which in some cases can cause depression, you know, some degree of fatigue. They can have an impact on sleep. And so beta blockers are biting the dust when it comes to post-heart attack prophylaxis, at least in patients who don't have congestive heart failure. The small subset of patients with congestive heart failure, they may help, but the vast majority of patients after an MI don't need them. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DeerHopInStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DeerHopInStore.com, DeerHopInStore.com.
I want to let you in on a skincare secret that's changed my personal and my family's daily routine. Timeline's Mitobiotics skincare line. This isn't just surface-level skincare. It's targeting skin longevity at the cellular level. It's powered by the same cutting-edge cellular science as MitoPure, the patented Urolithin A supplement you've heard us talk about that ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway. Timeline's topical Mitobiotics revitalizes your skin's mitochondria from the outside in, reducing wrinkles, renewing and protecting skin, and supporting collagen. It visibly starts to reduce wrinkle depth and volume after only 2 weeks. It offers immediate results, but also delivers gradual, lasting improvements. It's a true transformation over time. As an intelligent medicine, you can get 20% off any Timeline skincare or supplement purchase. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman Skin. Future of skincare is cellular. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman Skin for Mitobiotic skincare.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Since 1934... Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Bill is really worth it. IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And we take questions. 877-726-8255 are a number, so let's hear one of those.
I'm 88 years old, and I'm thinking about having my knee replaced. It's not giving me any particular pain. It just makes it a little more difficult to walk. I've had the knee examined, and they said the knee is essentially worn out. And I'm just wondering, at my age of 88, should I go ahead and have the knee replaced, and what are the ramifications involved with that?
Okay, so, you know, that's a good question, because I think that knee replacement can give people a whole new lease on life and not only improve mobility and quality of life, but can actually make people live longer, because we know that inability to exercise, and for sure, if you've got knee problems, you're going to slow down. You're not going to do that 3,000 or 5,000 steps per day that seem to be associated with greater cardiovascular conditioning and longevity. You know, there's studies that show that people who walk live longer and even have overall better brain health. So it's kind of an easy question. If you're 65 and you're immobilized, you're afraid of surgery, go for it. You know, get a knee replacement. Get a hip replacement. Yeah, it's a big deal, but it will increase your prospects for better quality of life, but even longer life, better health. When you're 88, it's a bit of a different consideration. Now, there are 88-year-olds who have fully the prospect of living to 105, and their main limitation, they don't have heart problems, they don't have cancer, they have the prospect of a relatively long life, and it's conceivable that in an 88-year-old who's otherwise healthy that this could really be helpful. But it is a surgical procedure, and it does involve some downtime, and sometimes in someone who is a little bit more frail, that downtime can be part of that slippery slope towards frailty, and complications can occur. If you're bedbound, you don't exercise, the next thing you know, you might develop pneumonia or something like that. So it is a little bit of a risky proposition. I'd have to know a little bit more about you, what your goals are, what your overall health is. But if your prospects for longevity are not that great at 88, because let's face reality, maybe the surgery is unduly risky. And I wonder sometimes when they do surgery on very, very old individuals, if they're not simply harvesting the Medicare reimbursement that can come from a surgical procedure, and that would be to your detriment.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use, drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear nasal spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's XLEAR.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Renowned content creator for Mackin 91 Productions, the makers of video game guides and product reviews. He's a tech and gaming expert, always looking for an advantage. And so we asked him what kind of LG monitor he uses.
Yeah, so currently I'm using the UltraFast OLED Gaming Dual Mode monitor. It's actually really cool because it has kind of a specific feature, and that is that you can play at 4K, and that has the option of running at 240 Hertz, aka 240 frames per second. But if you're looking for a more competitive advantage and you want to bring that higher, you can play in 1080p and 480 hertz, and then you're pairing that with a 0.03 millisecond response time. A lot of jargon here, but basically that's going to give you low input lag to make your game feel super responsive.
Check out LG's Ultra Gear OLED gaming monitors at lg.ca.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got you.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you could support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What do Zoran Mamdani, Joe Rogan, 10-year yields, and the K-shaped economy have in common? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The theme seems to be today reversals in our thinking about how to deal with medical conditions. We started out talking about estrogen. First of all, estrogen was great. Then it was terrible. Now we're rethinking it, and it's really not so terrible and really maybe quite beneficial. Then when it comes to heart attacks, we dosed everybody with beta blockers that slowed folks down unnecessarily, and now we find that doesn't make that much of a difference. Let's keep on with that theme. All right, you got atrial fibrillation, which is a form of heart racing, irregular heart rhythm. So have a cup of coffee. You think? Well, a lot of people who have heart rhythm problems are pretty concerned about the effects of caffeine on their heart rhythm. And that makes total sense. And it may be that on that morning where you first developed atrial fibrillation, you had maybe a couple of cups of coffee and an association was made. I was hypercaffeinated. It caused my heart to race. So I'm going to go to decaf, or I'm going to avoid coffee altogether. Amazing study just came out of the American Heart Association scientific session, the self-same session where there was a poster presentation that freaked everybody out about melatonin. This is actually a study in contrast to the melatonin poster presentation, which is not a bona fide study. It's simply data analysis. This is a fraud issue because they say that coffee is good for your heart. So they've done what are called observational studies, and they found that people who consume a lot of coffee, like 4 to 6 cups of coffee a day, caffeinated coffee, they have less heart disease than people who don't consume a lot of coffee, or, you know, who avoid coffee or just have decaf. And so you might think that's indicative of a healthy effect of coffee. But it could also be that there are some people who have such bad heart problems and are so unhealthy that they get really jittery and they feel palpitations, their heart's pounding. They're very sensitive to the effects of coffee, so they avoid coffee. And those are sicker people to begin with. And people who are, you know, if you're like 60, 70 years old and you can drink 4 to 6 cups of coffee, more power to you, right? That means that you're pretty good condition. You can tolerate a lot of caffeine. So these are observational studies. Correlation is not causation. Doesn't mean that if you don't consume any coffee and you start drinking a lot of coffee, it's going to be healthy, right? This was, by contrast, a prospective study. So in this research, during the 6 months after treatment to restore a normal heart rhythm, so they either got cardioversion, electrical cardioversion with a shock, to shock their heart back to normal rhythm, or they got medication to get back to normal rhythm. Adults with atrial fibrillation were randomly assigned to drink coffee every day versus a control group assigned to not having any coffee or other caffeinated drinks. So, all right, so same population. They had atrial fibrillation, but they fixed it. But, you know, as we all know, atrial fibrillation can come back. Once you've had it, you still are prone to it. So, horror of horrors, they told half the group that it was okay to drink coffee every day. Yeah, I guess you got to be kind of brave if you have atrial fibrillation to, you know, that it's okay to drink coffee. Yeah, go ahead. We're doing a study here. Check this out. Adults treated for atrial fibrillation who drank a daily cup of coffee were 39% less likely to have an irregular heart rhythm episode compared to those who avoided all caffeinated products, according to the new study. Laura, what's going on here? What's going on? Well, it may just be that there is something healthy in coffee. We know that coffee doesn't have just caffeine, but it also has beneficial polyphenols, those dark substances that give it its flavor. And just like there are beneficial flavanols in cocoa, there are beneficial flavanols in coffee and tea and other foods. And it may be that there's a beneficial effect on the heart's electrical system from those compounds that outweighs the undeniable stimulatory effect of caffeine. And by the way, this is moderate consumption. This is allowed to have a cup of coffee. They weren't told that, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cups of coffee per day. That could be counterproductive if you have atrial fibrillation. But a strict prohibition on caffeine is tough for some people. And it turns out that this was one of those things that, you know, kind of get past. It's a shibboleth. It's something that we tend to traditionally believe, but we've got to reevaluate our views on that subject. All right, coming up, many women receive radiation after a breast cancer surgery. It's called adjuvant radiation. We'll take a look at that in the light of new research. But first, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. I always insist on that. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. It's a great company. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support women's health. And we've talked about these, myonostal powder, progesterone cream, and D-mannose capsules and powder. Myonostal powder supports healthy ovarian function. Progesterone cream supports a healthy skin appearance. And D-mannose helps to maintain normal urinary tract health. So for more information and to learn about other Protocol for Life Balance products that support women's health, just go to DearHoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. That's DearHoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance is one of my favorite companies. It's an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements, and it's got a very reasonable price point. Check it out. DearHoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. All right, here's another one of those things that we have been doing for decades and decades in medicine, is we've been treating women with radiation that is adjunctive, okay? This idea began in the 1940s, is that women who had breast cancer, they may have a higher risk of some errant cells getting into the lymph nodes after surgery. So to shut the door on the potential for these errant cells to travel around in the body, creating metastases after the surgery, they say, okay, we've got it all, you know, the margins are clear, we think we got it all, but you can't see potentially micrometastases that may have traveled towards the lymph nodes. So you get what's called axillary radiation, radiation to the chest wall and to the underarm on the side where the tumor was, and you shut the door on the possibility that some of those tiny metastases may migrate to other parts of your body, invade your liver, etc., your bones. Seems to make sense, right? So a lot of women, they get adjunctive radiation, even after relatively non-invasive cancer, even where it's localized. And doctors have begun to question that. So we're seeing less and less of that. But so many women have been exposed to that. And it's not completely innocuous. There can be side effects. There can be a higher risk of problems with lymphedema, swelling of the arm. I've seen some women who have heart problems after the kind of high-dose radiation that they used to give in the 50s and 60s when they didn't really modulate the radiation as carefully. It wasn't as carefully targeted. They just gave a big blast of radiation to one side of the chest, and it penetrated deep to the heart, damaged the heart, and now they've developed heart problems, heart failure, and cardiovascular risk. So they've already cut back a little bit on radiation. If you have very localized cancer, it hasn't spread, but there are cases where there's spread to the lymph nodes, so it kind of makes sense in what's called stage 2 breast cancer, where there's spread at least to the lymph nodes. It's not metastatic, hasn't spread elsewhere, to give radiation. Headline, radiation may be unnecessary for many breast cancer patients. They found, this is the New England Journal of Medicine, the women in the study were at intermediate risk, meaning they had stage 2 cancer with 1 to 3 affected lymph nodes that had already spread beyond the breast, or tumors with aggressive features, even when there was no lymph node involvement. What they found, they compared the groups who got radiation, that the survival rates over 10 years, 81.4% among the patients who had received radiation, and identical, 81.9% among those who had not. In fact, not statistically significant, but slightly more survival among those who had not. Radiation had no impact on the amount of time the women lived without a recurrence, and no effect on whether disease spread from the breast to other parts of the body. So this thing that we've been doing to women, we've been subjecting women to this fairly invasive, side effect laden procedure, just as a precaution, it made sense. It doesn't work. And these are some of the things we need to reexamine our beliefs in medicine, constantly reevaluate them, because medicine's constantly changing, and some of our most cherished beliefs, our most cherished procedures and medications, we need to put them under scrutiny and reevaluate whether they're still relevant. And I'm glad we're beginning to do that. I'll write a big article on this in our newsletter coming up. So subscribe to our newsletter. Go to drhoffman.com, put in your email, and our newsletter will arrive in your inbox every week. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to their wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants. Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with Lokes owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2, and you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. I'm going to give it out because we take calls, so let's hear one of those.
Hi. My wife is in her early 60s, and she just had ankle surgery. Prior to the surgery, she had fallen a couple times, and she's still wearing that boot. They said that she had a third tendon, and that's not very common, like 5% of the people do. Just wondering, do you know what sort of a schedule she would be for recovering, and do you know if there's anything she can do to help that along, like vitamins or anything like that? Thank you.
Okay, so interesting question. So the concern here is that this is a young woman, and I consider her a woman in her early 60s young, who's had a few falls. And that's culminated in ultimately in an ankle injury. And so I just want to point out that prevention is a pound of cure when it comes to things like this, is that early in life, you know, maybe in midlife or and I really like seeing some of the kids in the gym working out next to me who are working on lower extremity strength and balance with various exercises. And I think that's something we take for granted until we have problems. You know, we just walk and walk and walk, and then we have knee problems, we have hip problems, we have ankle problems, we have falls. And so it's never too early to begin a program of strengthening your lower extremities, working on balance. She really needs a physical therapy workup. And you know, I'm sure she's going to get a prescription for physical therapy to help her recover from the ankle surgery. But the problem with being in a boot is that it's going to affect your gait, and you're not going to walk as much, and you'll lose ground. And so this is time to really play catch-up ball on your lower extremity strength and balance. You know, your glutes, your hamstrings, your quads, your tibialis muscles, and your calf muscles, because this could be kind of the beginning of a slippery slope towards disability and frailty. So that's the major avenue I would pursue, some form of physical therapy, playing, you know, trying to come back from instability. And I think that third tendon thing is just a surgical challenge, you know, something that I'm not familiar with. It's a variation on the theme. It doesn't make a particular difference in the outcome. When it comes to supplements, yes, she needs a balanced supplement program, including adequate protein. I'd say that's the most important thing. Also, let's face it, I don't know what your wife looks like. Is she carrying extra weight? Because extra weight is going to put pressure on her ankle. And if she's carrying extra weight, it behooves her to optimize her weight so there's less pressure. So that, from a simple dietary standpoint, is get to optimal body mass and avoid the pressure that can come with excess pounds. So, is there a magic elixir? You know, take growth hormone to promote recovery. I think there may be a role for that experimentally in helping people recover from injuries. But usually that's kind of a off the ranch intervention that, you know, some people may access, but it's not something that's a standard part of a recovery program. So, yeah, PT, physical therapy. I really think that an expert in that field could help your wife. Folks have always considered CoQ10 to be one of my core supplements. It has demonstrable effects on the mitochondria. Well, something else that has a demonstrable effect on the mitochondria is NT-factor. NT-factor, it turns out, helps the bioavailability of CoQ10, according to a study. New research shows that NT-factor lipids will improve the utilization of CoQ10 by more than 200%. And so, that's why I recommend a 1-2 punch for your mitochondria. Nutritional Therapeutics has created CoQ10 with NT-factor lipids. It's a breakthrough formula scientifically proven to repair and restore your mitochondrial membranes. Because when they're healthy, your body can fully utilize CoQ10. And I am a big believer in NT-factor. Don't go a day without it. And I take CoQ10 with it. It's a powerful combination that helps you feel your best and reduces fatigue and signs of aging. For a limited time, you can buy one bottle of NT-factor with CoQ10 and BOGO, buy one, get one free, get a second bottle free. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, and don't just settle for ordinary CoQ10. There's a difference. Upgrade to the formula that I recommend, NT-factor with CoQ10. All right, this is an item that I found interesting. I'm taking German language courses, and I sent this to my German teacher, and she wrote back. You know, I wrote it with an introduction, and she said, "Yeah, yeah." She was very happy to hear this. Speaking multiple languages may slow down biological aging. A large-scale study of more than 86,000 Europeans found that speaking multiple languages may help slow biologic and cognitive aging. And so it was a massive data set, 86,000 people. Multilinguals were 2 times less likely to show accelerated aging. Each additional language provided greater protection against age-related decline. So she was happy about that. She's Swiss. She speaks, you know, Italian and French and German and English and, you know, a little Spanish. So she's going to live forever. All right, thanks very much for joining us. Our number, 877-726-825 for questions. Check out drhoffman.com for all things related to intelligent medicine, and have a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ron Hoffman.
If you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Tis the season of giving thanks and gathering together, no matter how far the drive. And with Verizon Family Plus, you can monitor each family member's location, their driving habits, and send them roadside assistance if they get a flat tire or need a tow. All from one app.
giving you and your family peace of mind all the way to the dinner table. Now that's something to be thankful for. Get Verizon Family Plus at Verizon.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the United States may be having some discussions with Venezuelan President Maduro. It is a potential diplomatic avenue as the U.S. further builds up its military presence near that South American country. The president, meanwhile, says he does not want Congress to interfere with his negotiations with Venezuela.
The only thing I don't want them to do is leak information that's very important and confidential and may put our military at risk, or whoever is doing, you know, CIA, military, etc. But I did say, I said, go and see Congress, see the representatives that we're supposed to be seeing, and be open about it. If they say, we don't want you to stop drugs from coming into the country, I don't think that would be good.
President Trump has not been subtle about how badly he wants to see Saudi Arabia and Israel to normalize relations. We have more on that story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The president has talked up his push to extend the first-term Abraham Accords, the project that formalized commercial and diplomatic ties between Israel and a trio of Arab nations, as a key to his plan to bring long-term stability to the Middle East as the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza continues to hold. The normalization push is expected to be high on the agenda when Mr. Trump hosts Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Tuesday for talks during a pomp-filled White House visit. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
In the meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing to oppose any attempt to establish a Palestinian state. His comments coming one day before the UN Security Council plans to vote on a U.S.-drafted resolution, leaving that door open to Palestinian independence. Netanyahu has long ruled out Palestinian independence and asserted that it would reward Hamas. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a few weeks of taking Relief Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my focus, my memory, my concentration. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Presidential elections in Chile. Here's Karen Chamas.
The election features a dramatic choice between Ginette Jara, a communist and former labor minister, and José Antonio Kast, an ultra-conservative lawyer. Candidates have focused on public fears over organized crime and immigration. This election marks Chile's first mandatory voting since 2012. Adding millions of new voters. The country also renews its lower house of Congress and part of the Senate. Sunday's vote is the first of what's likely to be two rounds of presidential elections in the South American country. I'm Karen Chamas.
British government plans to tighten its asylum system following Denmark's model, that to reduce immigration and address the political storm now over migrants who have been crossing the English Channel. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on a weekend multiple shooting in a tiny town in Kansas.
It happened just south of Topeka, and authorities say the 22-year-old suspect died of gunshot wounds at the scene. Carbondale, Kansas resident John Roberts, who lives about a mile up the road, says he was outside when it went down.
I was actually putting siding on the barn out there when the first officer went by, and then the second officer didn't have lights on, and both of them were running, I would say, well over 100 miles an hour as they went by. Kind of piqued my interest, but it's not unusual. And then the city of Topeka officers started going by. That's when I started to really get concerned.
Authorities say the suspect's 77-year-old grandfather was also wounded in the gunfire, but he and the four officers are expected to recover. I'm Donna Water.
NFL player has been shot and wounded in New York. Officials say cornerback Chris Boyd of the Jets was shot in Manhattan early Sunday. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Redding.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Meaningless, meaning maybe you don't live there yet. Maybe you're waiting to move from home to the senior care community, but you're coming straight into assisted living. Well, you would not have that first right of refusal, if you will, on that assisted living apartment. You would, but if no one internally speaks up for that apartment, or maybe that's not needed at this time, then they will fill that apartment with someone outside of their community from that external waiting list. So hopefully that makes sense. So what if you're moving into just like a freestanding assisted living community? Okay. It's all an external wait list because it's all assisted living and they don't have the different levels of care. So the waiting list is you speak up, you raise your hand. I want to be on the wait list. Some places would charge a wait list deposit fee of maybe say $500, which is fully refundable if you should change your mind. No worries at all, but it would secure your place on the wait list. A lot of places don't charge that. They just keep a waiting list. And it is very common to encounter a waiting list during certain times of the year where the peak demand is a lot higher, actually. And I'll talk about that in just a second. And if you are one of the better performing or one of the top performing senior care communities, guess what? Everyone wants to go there and receive their care. So the demand maybe for a particular place is higher than maybe another place. And so you raise your hand, you put your name on the wait list. You may or may not have a deposit for that wait list. And again, it's pretty common to encounter that waiting list depending on the place and the time of year. So how does a waiting list work? So let's say you're down on the wait list and then you're rising and you're rising. And a few months down the road, your name climbs up to the top of the list. And now you're first on the list. And then a week or two later, they give you a call. Are you ready to move yet? We have an apartment available, or we have a bed available. We have a spot available, space available for you. Nope, we're not quite ready to move, so call me the next time you have a space available. So the question is, are you going to get bumped down to the bottom of the list? How dare you turn down our opening? No, the vast majority of places do not work that way, and your name stays at number one. And then what they're going to do is they're going to call number two, number three, number four, number five, until someone takes the space. And here's a really common example. They'll call number two. Number two says, hey, we couldn't wait any longer. We really needed to move. We chose another place. So go ahead and take us off the list. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks for letting us know. They'll call number three. Number three says, hey, Steve, my dad passed away kind of unexpectedly. We'll no longer need your services. We're sorry to hear about that, and we'll take your name off of the list. And then they'll call the next person down. They'll call number four. Number four said, we needed to move. We made some decisions, and we moved Mom to the Phoenix, Arizona area where I've got a couple of brothers and family members there, and Mom ended up moving there. So we'll no longer need your services. Okay, sure. Thanks. Thanks for letting us know. And then number five says, we'll take it. We will take it. We're ready to move. So then number six moves up to number two. Number seven moves up to number three. Number eight moves up to number four. You see how this goes. But you remain at number one. And then they'll just keep calling you over and over and over again until the timing is right. So I work with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, with so many clients. I'm working with clients today who are in this exact situation. We know we're going to need to move. A couple of my clients right now are wanting to move by the end of the year. And so, but we also have them on waiting lists because the places that they're interested in, they do have a wait list. And what if they call them here in the middle of the summer? They're not ready to move yet. We're going to do the same thing. But what we've done, the point is that we've gotten out ahead of the need. We're being proactive. We've done our market research. We've done our homework. We've made some decisions, and we have our name on a waiting list or two. And then we're now, we've already done that. We're past that. And that's there's a lot of peace of mind knowing where your next home is. Now we're just managing the timing and managing the wait list. And hopefully that makes sense. So that is how a waiting list works. And, you know, that's how the majority of people or communities work a waiting list. There are only maybe a place or two, maybe a couple places that actually do move you to the bottom of the list, but that is not, that kind of drives me crazy. That is not the normal standard industry way to work a waiting list. And then I mentioned the seasonal demand. So in January, February, and March, you have the highest level of demand. There's always a demand for senior care communities, but is the highest during the first quarter of the month. And then it will begin to kind of tail off into the lowest part of the demand, which we're in right now in the summer months. And then it will start to slowly kind of tick up, kind of increase toward the end of the year. And then boom, it pops up in January, February, March. And so it's a little bit like a crooked cereal bowl, if you will, with the left side being a little bit higher than the right side, if you will. So that is a waiting list. That's what it is. That's how it works. And that's how your name will be treated. They'll call you over. Now, they're not going to do this for the next 10 years. Okay. But they'll do this for the next 6, 12, 18 months. No worries at all. All right, now the Senior Care Live question of the week. While on a waiting list, if I decline an open space at my chosen senior care community, I will be A, moved to the bottom of the list, B, remain in the top position on the list, C, I'll be skipped over if they don't like me, or D, it depends on the policy of that particular senior care community. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales events, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It will be A, moved to the bottom of the list. B, remain at the top position on the list. C, I'll be skipped over if they don't like me. Or D, it depends on the policy of that particular senior care community. And the answer is D. The answer is D. It's a little bit question. It does depend on the policy of that particular senior care community, but I can tell you the vast, vast majority of senior care communities operate as the answer B, remain in the top position on the list. And again, if you decline it, you stay at number one, and they'll just, again, they'll call 2, 3, 4, 5, they'll go down the list until someone takes the space. And that's how the vast majority of senior care communities work their waiting list. All right, so this is another area that can really haunt you. It can bite you, and you're not even aware of it. And it is something called a care contract. So I'm going to talk about what is a care contract, when you need one, and we're going to get into that here a little bit. So what if you're living at home and you need care, but you're not ready to move to a senior care community, and you don't want to hire a home care company that would come in and provide, you know, an outside person, you know, to come into your home and help you with care. The question is, I guess, can you pay a family member to provide your care? And, of course, the answer is yes, but now we have some potential issues down the road if you don't do this properly and if you don't plan it out right now, today. So let's say you hire your daughter to be your caregiver. This is really common. Could be your son, but in this example, let's say you hire your daughter to be your caregiver, and then instead of paying a home care company, you want to pay your daughter, and you're going to pay her for her time and assistance because, After all, she quit her job to be your caregiver. And then let's say, and this is a very common example or situation, if you will. Then later on down the road, you need more help than she can provide. And now at that point, you need to move to long-term care. You need a nursing home level of care. And, oh, by the way, you've outlived your assets. You've spent all your money. And you're going to need to qualify for Medicaid to help pay for your stay in a nursing home. What you would need to do right up front, on the front end, is you need to have a care contract. Trust me on this one. Oh, Steve, I'll never need a nursing home. What, you don't know that. You don't know that. Oh, my daughter's fine. I mean, you don't know that. Her husband could get transferred to another state, and all of a sudden, you know, she and the family have to move, and then you're stuck, and all of a sudden, you just don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So let's be prepared for all of our possibilities. So a care contract is essentially an employment agreement between you and your daughter. And the care contract would spell out the caregiving responsibilities that she would be providing and the hours worked. And then the dollar, you know, the cost per hour, the pay per hour, what you're going to pay her per hour. Okay. And what you pay for per hour, you're not going to pay her $200 an hour because you're trying to siphon off a bunch of money to your daughter. Most of that's going to be considered a gift. You're going to want to pay her the average market price that would be paid to a home care provider. And that is what should be in that care contract. Now, again, you're going to need a care contract because it documents who provided your care, when they provided your care, what kind of care and how much care, and the details of the care provided. That will be all documented there, and how much you're paying for that, and when it started, and the different days worked, et cetera, et cetera. You have everything documented. Everything is outlined. All of that would line up to the checks that you're writing or the expenses that hit your bank account. Now, you would need one if you're hiring a family member to come into your home and provide your care, and then you're paying that family member. Because, again, you know, what happens if you're paying a family member to be your caregiver and you don't have a care contract? And you know what? You might be just fine. But what happens if you don't have that care contract? And again, you need to qualify for Medicaid to move to long-term care in the next 5 years. Well, I'm going to tell you what happens. And it's bad. Your daughter quits her job. She comes into your house and she's just helping her mom. She's providing care. She's taking care of her mom. Like we all would, or maybe most of us would. Okay. I would. I think most reasonable people who love their parents, they would do that. So you go in, you're providing the care, and then if you need to move, again, to a nursing home, a couple of years, 2 or 3 years down the road, and now you're qualifying for Medicaid, and then you have a lot of questionnaires, and then it comes up, well, what is this $40,000 or $50,000 that you've paid to, and who is this lady? Oh, lady, that's my daughter. What is all this money that you paid to her? Well, she quit her job. She came over and she took care of me. Instead of paying a home care provider, I paid my daughter. Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Well, where's your care contract? Where is my what? Your care contract. What is a care contract? So it's explained to you. You're like, oh, no, I didn't realize that I had to have one of those. And they're like, okay, well, that's fine. So without a care contract, this is the key point. Without a care contract, every dollar that you paid your daughter to provide your care is considered a gift. And I know that's not right. I know that's not right. But there's been so much abuse of the Medicaid system that you have to document yourself and you have to prove what you're doing here. Otherwise, you're assumed guilty until proven innocent, basically. Okay, so if they consider all of that a gift and you need to move into long-term care, that's going to then cause a Medicaid penalty, which is going to be very painful. You won't be able to qualify for Medicaid right away until you take care of this Medicaid penalty. Right? So do yourself a giant favor and get a care contract in place immediately. And you'll thank me later for that one. Coming up next, I'm going to talk about that Medicaid penalty and exactly how it works.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As much as $83 a month. Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Thank you. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-915-8003. 800-915-8003. That's 800-915-8003.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll tell you what, this program is all over the place. It's a nationally syndicated radio program. It's broadcast all around the country. And then after the weekend broadcasts, then it's turned into a podcast and then distributed to all of the major platforms. So just do a quick search. You could subscribe. You could go to seniorcarelive.com, whatever it is that works best for you. But check it out. Share it with your friends. I do appreciate it. All right, so we're talking about a little bit of everything today, and I mentioned that if you don't have a care contract, you pay a family member all this money over this period of time, then in the next few years you have to move to a nursing home, qualify for Medicaid. Without the care contract, you will be hit with a large Medicaid penalty. If you have a care contract, every single dollar paid to that family member is an allowable expense because you documented it and you're paying them the average market rate in your market. Okay, trust me on this. And where do you get one of these things? You need to contact a local elder law attorney so that they can draft the contract per the Medicaid laws and requirements of your state. And here in a little bit, I'll tell you the best way to find a local elder law attorney. Stay tuned for that. Okay, so the Medicaid penalty divisor gets in a little bit in the weeds here. So I'm broadcasting from Kansas City. I happen to live on the Kansas side, but we straddle the state line. So we have Kansas rules and numbers and then Missouri rules and numbers. So the Medicaid penalty divisor in Kansas is $7,536. These are 2025 numbers. In Missouri, they have a daily divisor, which is $264.41. So for a 30-day month in Missouri, it ends up being $7,932.30. Okay, what does that mean? So I'm just going to use Kansas as an example for some really easy math. I'm going to give you an example here of how this thing works. So let's say you made a gift. According to Medicaid, you made a gift. That could be giving someone money. Well, I just paid for my grandson's first year in college. It was only $25,000. Well, that's a gift. I paid my daughter $100 an hour to provide care when I should have been paying $25. Well, $75 an hour is a gift. Well, I didn't want my house anymore. It's worth $200,000, so I sold it to my son for a dollar. That's a $199,999 gift, right? So that's it. It's a You get the idea. So you made a gift, and you made that gift in the last 5 years. And again, for super easy math, that gift totaled $75,360. I'm just going to do some super easy math. Now you need to move into a nursing home, and you apply for Medicaid so that Medicaid could help with that monthly cost. So Medicaid will do, they used to do a 3-year look back, now it's a 5-year look back, because there's so much abuse of this system. This is for people who really need it and qualify for it. But unfortunately, like everything else, you have people testing the limits and the boundaries and trying to abuse things. And that makes it harder on everyone else. Now it's a 5-year look back, and this is to see if you made any gifts or transferred assets, which would be a gift, that would count as a Medicaid penalty. So you made a gift of $75,360. So they don't want you to pay it back. Well, in order to get Medicaid, you have to write a check. Nope, that money's gone. So what they'll do is they will penalize you for this. And here's how it works. They'll take the amount of the gift, $75,360, and divide it by the penalty divisor of your state. In this case, in Kansas, $7,536. Simple math, the result is 10. That means that you would otherwise qualify for Medicaid, but now we have a penalty, and for the next 10 months, Medicaid will not pay for your care. And then at the end of that 10 months, the gift is considered, and I'm putting up my air quotes here, cured. That gift has been cured. It's been paid back, essentially, by the lack of paying for your care in a nursing home. And then Medicaid will start paying for your care after that. So month 11, moving forward. So you see how that works? So you can give money away. You just have to understand that in the next 5 years, if you need to qualify for Medicaid to move to long-term care to receive the care, that gift is going to result in a penalty. Let's say you gave your money to your son, and your son, or whoever, we'll pick on your son, and he used a big chunk, you know, $120,000 to add on to his house or buy a boat or whatever. And then you come up on this penalty. You're like, son, I need that money back. I don't have it anymore. I added onto my house, or it's floating out in the lake or whatever the case, or it's gone. Who's going to pay for your care, in my example, for the next 10 months? Who's going to do it? That's a tough question, isn't it? And then there's even another penalty that's somewhat hidden. So in Kansas, the penalty is $7,536, but the average cost to move into a nursing home is $9,000 to $10,000 a month. So in that 10-year penalty, their calculation is $75,360. But if your loved one moves into a nursing home that costs $10,000 a month, which is very easy to do, by the way, take that times 10, you're actually paying $100,000, when if you wouldn't have made the gift at all, you would have paid that $75,360 for their care and they would have qualified. So this is in the weeds quite a bit, I will admit that. Hopefully I didn't lose anybody out there. But it is really, really important to understand that you can't mess around with this stuff. Gosh, I've met with thousands of people at this point over my career with senior care consulting. And once in a while, I'll have someone who's a little spunky. Well, Steve, what if that money just, and they'll put up their air quotes, disappears? I'm like, oh, what do you mean? I know what they mean, but I have them explain that. Well, what if that money just leaves the account and poof, it shows up in a different account? I'm like, well, it's still their money. Well, but I would put it in, you know, my name or, you know, my daughter's name or something like that. And then they'll never find it. Well, yeah, they will find it. And then they start to go into all these exotic ways that they're going to hide their assets so that they can have Medicaid pay for the nursing home for mom. And on a couple of guys, they're getting pretty exotic. And I said, sir, how do you look in orange? Our producer just chuckled. Darren, he about lost it over there. But I said, how do you look in orange? He kind of looks at me funny. I'm like, how do you look in all orange, like from your head to your toe? I said, because if you get caught doing that, that's fraud at a federal level. That's a felony. You'll go to prison. Don't do it. Do not mess around with this stuff. And again, if you need help trying to do asset protection properly in the right way, do it legally, right? Get your care contract taken care of and any other, you know, elder law needs that you may have, you will go to NALA.org and find a local elder law attorney to help you do all of this stuff properly. NAELA.org. That stands for the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. You can do a search in your area, find a list of local attorneys, and do this stuff properly. Don't get funny with this stuff. It's going to come back to bite you. Okay? And coming up next, I'll have another exemption that I don't think anyone has ever even heard of outside of my industry. Don't go away. I'll be back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
'Tis the season of giving thanks and gathering together, no matter how far the drive. And with Verizon Family Plus, you can monitor each family member's locations, their driving habits, and send them roadside assistance if they get a flat tire or need a tow. All from one app, giving you and your family peace of mind all the way to the dinner table. Now that's something to be thankful for. Get Verizon Family Plus at Verizon.com/family today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
They're here. Apple's AirPods Pro 3, powered by the Apple Design H2 chip. Here's what they come with. Intelligent noise control to give you an amazing, immersive music listening experience by removing all of that unwanted outside sound. New ultra-low noise microphones. Adaptive EQ, which customizes sound to your ears. Heart rate sensing for fitness, dust, sweat, and water resistance. There's a hearing test to check your hearing, and 4 more hours of battery life. And live translation. That's right. If someone is speaking to you in a different language, you'll hear the translation through your Apple AirPods Pro 3. And then to respond, just speak back naturally, and the text will show up in the other person's language on your phone screen. How cool is that? Find out more about Apple's AirPods Pro 3 at the App Store. That's AirPods Pro 3 from Apple.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What do Zoran Mamdani, Joe Rogan, 10-year yields, and the K-shaped economy have in common? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
New York's new mayor, Zoran Mamdani, claims taxation isn't theft, but capitalism is.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Does Mamdani think every business owner is stealing from their workers? And he's supposed to lead the business capital of the world?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're calling this show a little bit of everything. So I've talked about a waiting list as far as getting on a waiting list in a senior care community, what it is, how it works, the seasonal demand and all of those sort of things around surrounding a waiting list. Talked about care contract, what it is, how it works, why you need one, why it's really important to get that done in certain situations. And then we talked about the Medicaid penalty divisor. So I talked about Kansas, $7,536. In Missouri, a 30-day month would be $7,932.30. Every state has a different penalty divisor, but they're all going to be kind of similar to that. Okay. So, but every state's a little bit different. But if you make a gift, there is a penalty in every state. That's just how this Medicaid program works. Medicaid is a national benefit, but it's administered at the state level. So each state could have some slight differences. And most states do, but they're all similar, but each state's a little bit different. Check with your local elder law attorney to get that dialed in and make sure that you're doing these things right. Let's talk about an exemption that I don't think anyone knows about unless you're an elder law attorney or your trusty senior care consultant, Steve Kuecker. It's called the Caretaker Child Exemption. Now, I think a lot of people might qualify for this, and they literally don't even know it. If an adult child, one of your adult children, moves in with the parent, moves into the parent's home, and provides 24-hour care, they literally move in, they take care of them. And they provide this care for at least, whether they're being paid or not, okay? And they provide this care for at least 2 years. Okay? So you have an adult child. They move in with their parent or parents. They provide 24-hour care for at least 2 years. And let me tell you, that's easy to do right there. Untold number of people have done this or are doing this right now. Medicaid allows for the transfer of the house to the care, what's called a caretaker child without penalty. That is an allowable transfer of a major asset. It's an exemption. It's a thank you for saving Medicaid 2 years of care expenses. That's what it is. Let me say that again. That got some attention. I felt it all the way through the radio here. That got some attention. If the adult child moves in with the parent or parents, moves into their home, that doesn't mean bringing your parent to your house. You move into their home. You are their caregiver. You've provided 24-hour care for at least 2 years. And they could be living in a a nice house. Or it can be, you know, a basic home. You're moving into the house, okay? Medicaid allows for the transfer of that house. You can sign that house over to that caretaker child without any penalty. Well, Steve, they come over once in a while. And they've done that for several years. Can I just give the house to them? Nope. That would be a penalty. That would cause a giant penalty. Okay? But if they move in with you, they've been providing your care for at least 2 years, and trust me, there are thousands and thousands of people who are doing that right now, today. They already qualify for this. And then let's say that your parent at some point needs to move to a nursing home and qualify for Medicaid. Super common situation. That house can be transferred to that caretaker child without penalty. Again, don't just do this on your own. Don't just draw up a care contract on your own, because highly likely that care contract is not going to meet your state's Medicare laws and language. Right? And don't mess around with trying to transfer assets or make gifts, trying to get around, some of these gifting laws and penalties. Do it properly. Reach out to a local elder law attorney in your area. Go to NAELA.org, NAELA.org, and you can do a search in your town, your city, throughout your state. You want it more local than that. Put in your zip code, and it'll go out for, 10 or 20 miles and give you a list. And you want an elder law attorney that's been in business for a while and does 100% elder law work. Okay, that's my opinion. Search your area. Have them help you do this. This will be some of the best money that you've ever spent. This last week, I went to a really cool networking event. There were probably over 200 people at this thing. It was, I had a great time. And I ran into some old friends and old colleagues and one particular fella. He is an attorney, and he has sent a number of referrals, a number of his clients to Senior Care Consulting over the years for placement assistance. And he didn't even know it, but he gave me one of the nicest compliments. He turned around to his colleague and he said, "This is Steve Kuecker, and he is the pioneer in his business of helping families find the right place in that search and selection process and that placement process. He is the pioneer of that business. He's a good man, and you need to get to know him." I thought that was such a nice compliment. That made my day. That made my whole week. I'm still glowing with that. It was just a really, really nice thing to say. I've had a lot of people ask me about how I'm doing after my brain surgery that I discussed a few weeks ago. We are about 6.5 weeks post-op brain surgery, and I am doing so well. All of the prayers of a speedy and full recovery have been answered. And it's my recovery, I'll tell you, has been nothing short of miraculous, I would say. Just unbelievable. People cannot believe I have done so well so soon after a four-hour-long brain surgery, right? And praise God. I'm telling you, all the prayers have been answered. I feel very, very blessed, very, very fortunate. And then last but not least, let's not forget about all the dads out there. This is Father's Day weekend, and Darren's over here raising the roof. happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Fire up that barbecue. I hope maybe you get to take a nap or go out and watch your favorite baseball team, the Kansas City Royals. Play a game, and hopefully your team wins. But just want to say happy Father's Day to all the great guys out there. Take a rest today. You deserve it. Happy Father's Day to you. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the Epstein case. Writing on social media Sunday night, the president says we have nothing to hide and it's time to move on from the, quote, Democrat hoax perpetuated by radical left lunatics in order to deflect the great success of the Republican Party. The president says it's vitally important to keep Congress informed of his dealings with Venezuela.
We like to keep Congress involved. I mean, we're stopping drug dealers and drugs from coming into our country. And I actually told Marco and some of the people, our Secretary of State is doing a great job, by the way. I said, go to Congress and let them know we're not letting drugs come through Mexico. We're not letting them come through Venezuela. And let Congress know about it. We don't have to get their approval. But I think letting them know is good.
Iran claims it is no longer enriching uranium. Here's correspondent John Cambrell.
The IAEA Board of Governors is going to meet. There is a proposal that's in the works that could see Iran face further tensions there. And Iran itself still hasn't started any sort of negotiations with the United States over the nuclear program. There's also concerns here that Israel could strike Iran again. All this together means that tensions are going to remain high for the foreseeable future, but Iran is trying to signal that it isn't enriching and is trying to signal to the world that potentially negotiations might be possible.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has joined the advisory board of Ukraine's leading defense company known as Firepoint. The company is known for its long-range drones that strike deep inside of Russia. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
The United Nations top human rights body has held a one-day special session highlighting hundreds of killings at a hospital in Sudan's Darfur region and other atrocities blamed on paramilitary forces fighting the army in that country. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Malcolm Turk, the UN human rights chief, says the atrocities that are unfolding in El Fasher were foreseen and preventable. They constitute the gravest of crimes. Last month, the RSF seized El Fasher, the capital of North Darfur, and rampaged through the Saudi hospital in the city, killing more than 150 people, according to the WHO.
Last month, the RSF seized El Fasher, the capital of North Darfur, and rampaged through the Saudi hospital in the city. Authorities say at least 450 people were killed. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Cities across America now using AI for road safety. Here's Ron Taylor.
Cities and states in the U.S. are turning to AI to improve road safety. Hawaii is distributing 1,000 dashboard cameras to monitor road conditions and reduce traffic fatalities. San Jose, California has reported a 97% success rate in identifying potholes using cameras on street sweepers. Texas is using AI to analyze road conditions and identify outdated street signs. Florida and Michigan are also leveraging AI for road safety improvements. These efforts aim to address infrastructure issues and prepare roads for autonomous vehicles, highlighting the growing role of technology in transportation safety. Ron Taylor reporting.
Dozens of firefighters in southeastern Texas battling a blaze at a decommissioned power plant. No reports of any injuries. Cause of that blaze under investigation. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi,
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And this is based on a study, and I use that term in Dr. Evil quotation marks. A so-called study is based on a review of a large database. So it's not really a study. It's simply a review of a database. They didn't do a study where they had some people take melatonin versus some people who took a placebo. And then they found out whether indeed it had adverse effects on the heart. Is simply a survey. And how it was done, well, first I'll share with you what it found. It found that in those who had taken melatonin for at least 12 months, the risk of developing heart failure within 5 years was approximately 4.6% in comparable insomnia patients who didn't take melatonin. It was just 2.7%. So 4.6% versus 2.7%, that's like a 90% increase in heart failure. That makes melatonin seem as dangerous as smoking. You know, is melatonin the new smoking when it comes to your heart? A 3.5-fold increase in the risk of hospitalization and death. But this wasn't a real clinical study. It was just a data analysis. And how it was compiled is they looked at a large database and they looked at health records and they found out how often people were prescribed melatonin for sleep. Now, in many countries, in Canada, in the UK, for example, melatonin is not available over the counter. It has to be prescribed by a doctor. So people who have serious sleep problems, sometimes they're prescribed melatonin, then it goes into their health record. But there's a lot of people out there, and especially in the United States, nobody gets a prescription for melatonin. We just take it over the counter. So in this study, it is highly likely that a lot of people didn't get a prescription for melatonin, but they were simply taking melatonin anyway. So the groups, it's really hard to say that there was a control group. And so what distinguishes people who receive a prescription for melatonin? They must have really bad insomnia. They say, "Doc, I need something for my insomnia." So the doctor says, "Well, you know, before prescribing medications, I'll give the patient a prescription for melatonin." We know that insomnia per se increases your risk for heart problems. People with sleep apnea, people who have shortened sleep hours, people who have medical conditions that interfere with sleep, older individuals who are less healthy, frail individuals sleep less well. So this notion that the melatonin is causing the problem is no. Simply, it may be a correlation. The people who are prescribed melatonin were actually at higher risk for heart failure in any case. And, oh, by the way, this wasn't a study in the way that classical studies are submitted to a medical journal. They are peer-reviewed. They undergo many revisions. Sometimes the peer review committee, the journal, sends back suggestions on how to improve the study or outright rejects the study. This was a poster presentation at the American Heart Association. In other words, there's this bulletin board in the lobby sometimes, where they serve coffee and donuts, because that's often what happens at medical conferences. People want their sugar high. And they stand around and they look at the posters on the bulletin board, and it has not even been examined by experts for errors. So I would suggest that if the researchers simply look for prescriptions for another sleeping pill, you know, perhaps a benzodiazepine or something to knock you out, they would have found a higher risk for heart failure. Yeah, because people have sleep problems, they have a higher risk for heart failure. So correlation doesn't mean causation. This is one of the basic rules of scientific literacy. I looked at critiques by experts in the field. Doris Lowe, who's a world-renowned melatonin researcher, says this headline is haunting everywhere right now, and of course the press is crashing on it with joy. And her bottom line is that doesn't mean melatonin causes heart problems. It just goes to show you that you have to handle data very carefully, and that headlines are sometimes more frightening than necessary. And in fact, one of the things, if you find something happening in science, you have, and in medicine in particular, you have to ask, is it biologically plausible? By what mechanism would melatonin harm the heart? In fact, melatonin is something that helps to support the activity of the mitochondria, and the heart is the hardest working organ in the body, perhaps next to the brain, and it's very dependent on mitochondrial energy production. Melatonin supports that. So why would melatonin actually harm the activity of the heart? Well, lo and behold, I did a little digging. Here's a review. Came out recently. Melatonin is a novel drug to improve cardiac function and quality of life in heart failure patients. Diametrically the opposite of what this poster presentation at the American Heart Association says. And what they did is they reviewed all the various scientific articles that spoke to this issue, and they concluded that they say, we conduct a systematic review and meta-analysis to confirm the positive effect of melatonin on heart failure patients' development. And what they found was, although there was not a big impact on ejection fraction, which is a measure of heart function, it didn't improve ejection fraction, but it didn't detract from ejection fraction. It didn't harm ejection fraction. And in fact, it was found that melatonin lowered something called BNP, brain natriuretic peptide, which is actually used as a measure. It's a blood test that you can use to measure one's susceptibility to heart failure. It improved quality of life. It improved sleep quality, appetite, and it even improved fatigue, which counters the notion that melatonin knocks you out. So, indeed, this is a study that generating a lot of fear, poisoning the well for this useful supplement. I personally take melatonin nightly, not because I have serious difficulty sleeping, but because I think it's a healthy thing to take as one ages. Once melatonin production declines, melatonin production is threatened by our constant exposure to artificial lights, and it has many roles in the body besides improving sleep quality or helping with jet lag. It actually helps mitochondrial function. It may have anti-cancer properties, particularly prostate cancer in men, breast and uterine cancer in women. And so there's actually a lot of reasons to think that melatonin might be helpful. It's an antioxidant. It is anti-inflammatory. It has the ability to reduce blood pressure and heart rate by cooling down the sympathetic nervous system, the fight-or-flight nervous system. And so, yeah, let's get another study amplified with headlines, press releases that are sensationalistic, are generated by the publicists who are hired by organizations like the American Heart Association to generate interest in some of the, you know, sometimes rather boring studies that are presented at these conferences. And so clickbait headlines do not necessarily reflect what's really going on. So keep taking your melatonin. Don't lose any sleep over it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommended use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support women's health, myo-inositol powder, progesterone cream, and D-mannose capsules and powder. Myo-inositol powder supports healthy ovarian function, progesterone cream supports a healthy skin appearance, and D-mannose helps to maintain normal urinary tract health. For more information and to learn about other Protocol for Life Balance products that support women's health, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to intelligent medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can come directly into the doctor's office by calling 877-726-8255, and I'll answer your questions as I will with this one. Let's hear it.
I have a question regarding these PPIs that I was suggested to take by my gastroenterologist over 15 years ago. And I told her I do not want them because I was very leery about the side effects. But I do have collagenous colitis, and she's been working with me on that. But when I had the endoscopy, I was told that I had some polyps on my stomach, and I had GERD. So I've been taking Pepcid, and just recently I had a colonoscopy again and an endoscopy. And this time she told me that I had some erosions on my duodenum. This is why she wanted me to take the PPI, so that these erosions, because sometimes those erosions, I guess, can turn into ulcers. I'm kind of puzzled as to what I should I take it or not? I mean, is that a serious problem or not? I don't know. But I like your opinion, you know, on this. So I would appreciate it very much if you can give me any kind of information that you can give me on this situation. Thank you very much.
Okay, so this is kind of a whole medical consult, and I don't want to offer that. But, you know, there are disadvantages to taking PPIs. These include drugs like Nexium and Protonix, and, you know, various medications that completely block acid production. And in so doing, they can interfere with nutrient absorption, magnesium, B12. In particular, the use of, long-term use of PPIs has been associated with pneumonia, dementia, C. difficile infections in the intestine, osteoporosis, kidney disease, and even stomach cancer. So short-term use, if you've got an erosion in your duodenum, you could be at risk of developing a duodenal ulcer. Now, there's natural ways to address that with you know, things like deglycerinated licorice, diet change. But a short-term use, I'm okay with. Long-term use is problematic. And so I would recommend that you go to a nutritionally oriented physician to assess your diet, look at possible alternatives. The fact that you have polyps in your stomach, that's kind of concerning, because polyps are considered to be maybe a precursor to cancer. Long-term use of a PPI might somewhat increase that risk, and that would be a concern. So short-term risk, you know, maybe, you know, 4 to 6 weeks to let the inflammation subside. But long-term use, you become dependent on these things, and that may be to your detriment in a lot of other ways. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
You heard me talk about the many benefits of my FullScript online supplement dispensary. Now here's another great reason to become part of the family. The award-winning FullScript mobile app. It helps you keep track of your health plan with features like supplement tracking, dose reminders, and a personalized layout. You can easily place new orders and keep track of the ones you've already submitted. Achieving better health outcomes is within reach. Your health plan, all in one place. Plus, you'll have direct access to my personal recommendations. Trust is key. FullScript only offers the highest quality supplements and top brands, inspected, stored, and shipped with unmatched quality controls. Life gets busy, but staying healthy doesn't have to be hard. With auto refills and refill alerts, the FullScript app makes keeping your health a top priority easier than ever. It's a healthier reason to check your phone. Download the FullScript app today. Available on Android and iOS, the FullScript patient app takes the work and worry out of managing yourself.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Turmoil, peace, companionship, and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What do Zoran Mamdani, Joe Rogan, 10-year yields, and the K-shaped economy have in common? Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Please call that number with your questions, and we'll address some of those next week. We got some more questions in the bag that we'll talk about later in today's program. But first, this constipation, big problem. You have only to go to a pharmacy to see like entire aisles of products designed to help treat constipation. And there's some simple things you can do, you know, lifestyle things like, you know, get adequate exercise, take adequate fiber of the right kind, although fiber can backfire for some constipation patients. You can take magnesium, but more and more people then become dependent on laxatives. They develop a lazy bowel, or perhaps they have a hereditary condition like a redundant colon, and they develop such severe constipation that the laxatives stop working. And then they're really in trouble because they can't have a natural bowel movement. They have to take a purge, or they have to take an enema. It's a mess, and, you know, people get older, their GI tracts get weaker, and that can happen. And so for a long time, I predicted that eventually we're going to be able to solve the problem of refractory constipation, not just run-of-the-mill constipation, because there are ways of addressing that with simple changes, lifestyle changes, supplements, even, you know, safer laxatives. There's actually pharmaceutical laxatives that promise to help, but for some patients, they just don't work anymore. Something that I predicted for a long time is that along the lines of pacemakers for the heart, pacemakers for the heart have been around forever, for many, many decades. And what they do with an electrical signal, they trigger a heartbeat. And so they pace the heart. The heart has an electrical system. But so too do other organs like the stomach, the bladder, and the intestine. And the intestine has something called peristalsis, and there are sphincters. Yeah, they're little valves that are controlled by smooth muscle. And I said, unfortunately, the intestine is much more complicated than the heart. The heart just requires, you know, a timed zap to set it in motion. But the intestine is very complicated. But eventually, especially with the assistance of things like machine learning, AI, they're going to figure out how to replicate those nerve impulses. And so it appears they have. I predicted this long ago. And this may be something that will eventually enter the realm of medical care within a few years. They've done it in rats now. Constipated rats. So now these are rats who, I guess, I don't know, they have developed a rat model of constipation. I'm not sure whether they cut the nerves or whether they breed the rat's specialty. They say in the introduction to the study, colonic dysmotility remains poorly managed by conventional pharmaceuticals. The objectives of our study were to restore colonic motility by electrical stimulation of the sacral nerves. The sacrum is like located in your tailbone. Optimize the stimulation pattern to relieve constipation. And indeed, what they did, they compared sham stimulation, like kind of random electrical impulses, versus what's called burst pattern sacral nerve stimulation, which is programmed to stimulate intestinal peristalsis. And it significantly increased fecal output to baseline. In other words, they normalized their poop and relieved constipation in awake-behaving rats. Not anesthetized rats, but rats running around with this little, I mean, imagine these poor rats with a little electrical stimulation device implanted into their tailbones. And they found that this could work. So this is a proof of principle that this is a technique that may soon come to clinics that can revolutionize the treatment of severe end-stage constipation, which is a problem, continues to be a problem. With all the options available, some people just run out of options. And this could be something that could be really, really beneficial for them. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we return, we're going to take a look at something that is near and dear to me, which is cocoa and its health benefits. Yeah, a delicious food that confers multiple health dividends. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine. Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Kids don't just bring home homework. They bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them. They spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's XLEAR.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Help me get to know Donald a little bit. He was one of the first students to say, yeah, I did the research before hopping on for this session.
Yeah, that's a huge quality and asset to a CEO or anybody that's hiring is looking for someone that takes the initiative, that does the research, to find out what they can do better to support that team, that organization, that school. So where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years?
I think I'll probably be attending college for sports or like entrepreneurship.
What kind of business do you plan on starting?
I do like a lot of things. So I can't really put a finger on one thing.
Well, you are in the right place right now.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and one of my favorite subjects here on Intelligent Medicine is the benefits of cocoa. And because I enjoy chocolate, but also because cocoa is one of the most thoroughly investigated functional foods on the planet. And I take it regularly. And so to tell us about some of the breakthrough studies on cocoa is Alan Frost, who's founder of Flava Naturals, or Flava Naturals, which is a company that makes a standardized cocoa product. Because it's important, you know, Snickers bar is not going to deliver these benefits. And even dark chocolate often doesn't deliver these benefits. You need a standardized product. Alan, welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Hoffman. It's fantastic to be back and really a privilege to be with you on Intelligent Medicine.
Well, thank you so much, Alan. And it helped clear this up for me because we're talking about cocoa flavanols. That's the way they pronounce it in science. And the product is Flava Naturals, but I tend to say Flava because it's got a lot of flavor. Right.
Yeah, it's one of those names you don't mind if somebody mispronounces it.
Okay.
So you're right. Yeah, I mean, Flava Naturals is what we call it, but if somebody calls it Flava Naturals, that's fine with me too.
Okay. So yeah, it's one of you say tomato, I say tomato. We'll go with Flava for now. Okay. So I love this product. And Alan, do I sound smarter today? Because I've taken my full morning dose of the Flava Mix, which is the performance cocoa product powder. And I mix it in with my shake every morning. And I actually think I gain a few IQ points. Is that plausible, according to the studies, that it could affect my brain?
You know, you're starting at such a high level, but I think, I'm sensing you're even at, you know, You've exceeded your normally high level today, so
thank you. I'm at 110% instead of 100. Okay.
Yeah, and there's some intriguing studies that, you know, as you know, the data is there's some very strong cognitive data. Some of that coming out of Columbia University supporting that cocoa flavanols, especially at once you get up to like 900 milligrams a day. Have a pretty strong effect on the speed to memory recall and cognitive function. And then the data on the cardiovascular benefits is even greater. There's just so much data. You know, you started by saying it's one of the best studied, nutrients or supplements on the market. And I think that's really true. I don't think you'll find the quality of data. I don't know of any other nutrient or supplement that's been studied to the extent that cocoa flavanols have.
Just like 157 controlled studies. I mean, randomized controlled studies, not just anecdotal, you know, observational studies, but, you know, real bona fide research science. Here's one. Cocoa to improve walking performance in older people with peripheral artery disease. These people are really in trouble because they have claudication. They can't walk to the mailbox, and their walking distance was improved with cocoa administration. I mean, this is like a drug-like effect. It's incredible.
Yeah, that came out a couple years ago. I just, it's funny, I haven't thought about that study in a while, but that was a really impressive study. And like many of the studies with flavanols, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that was done out of Northwestern University. So a lot of these studies are coming out of, you know, top academic centers.
Indeed. Okay, so what if there was a drug that could reduce the risk of cardiovascular death by 27%? That would be pretty cool. But, you know, I think possibly better than a statin because, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people still die of heart attacks. They're taking statins these days. It turns out cocoa has that potential, according to research, right?
Yeah, and that data came out of the Cosmos study, which is probably one of the best studies I think ever done for a supplement or a nutrient. That came out of Harvard, and it's 21,400 people, I believe, were involved in that study, and it was placebo controlled. So that group was consuming in that case a fairly lower dose, 500 milligrams of cocoa flavanols for an average of 3.5 years, and it was placebo controlled. So that was a pretty remarkable result, and I don't know if you know, they did a subset analysis where they actually asked participants, did they comply, were they actually consuming their either flavanols every day? And for those that said, well, I consumed it at least 3/4 of the time over that 3.5 years, the result there versus placebo was even better. And they showed a 39% reduction in cardiovascular death, which is simply amazing for, you know, again, something that you can, you know, easily achieve by, you know, consuming, high flavanol cocoa powder or high flavanol dark chocolate on a daily basis. But the important thing is, you know, it's on a daily basis.
So if you're not concerned about cardiovascular disease, death, diabetes, you know, a lot of young people think they're bulletproof. Their concern is with athletic performance, but there's good news on that front as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting data on the performance side. Because the way flavanols work, they increase your nitric oxide level, which increase the elasticity of your arteries and vessels, which is not only good for health, but it's also good for athletic performance. So when you're, you know, when you're running, and you need to get more oxygen and nutrients to those muscles, those flavanols are going to help your brain, your blood vessels stay nice and elastic, so they can allow for better blood flow while you're exercising. And there was one recent study, really over the last couple months, it just came out, that showed that people that were consuming, that 68 people were involved in this study, it was placebo-controlled, 68 people consumed cocoa flavanols daily for 1 month, and it was 1,000 milligrams in this case, so a high level, increased their VO2 max by 12%. And,
let me just say, VO2 max, the ability to consume oxygen and utilize it, is the single most important metric for are you going to live or die. When your VO2 max declines, that's the pathway to frailty and death. And so maintaining a high VO2 max is not just important in terms of like, wow, you know, like I'm a champion athlete, but it's just also in terms of just staying alive.
Yeah, that data is sort of mind-blowing. I know there's one of the largest studies people look at, I think it was 122,000 people, and they looked at VO2 max over 10 years. I mean, I think the top quartile, if you look at the top quartile versus the bottom quartile, it's something remarkable. Like if you're in the bottom quartile, you had four times the chance, probability of passing during that 10-year period, which is incredible.
Wow. Okay, so people are hearing this and they're saying chocolate is great. I'm going to go to the supermarket and yeah, you know, I don't really like those like 90% cocoa bars. You know, I get dark chocolate because we know that, you know, Snickers bars aren't going to cut it. I'll get some dark chocolate, you know, some Swiss dark chocolate, and that's going to work for me, right or wrong?
Yeah, no, this is one of the biggest, I think, misunderstandings with regard to the benefits of dark chocolate. A lot of people think, oh, I can just eat that dark chocolate bar or have a little dark chocolate every day and I'm going to get these benefits. These studies, you know, that we're talking about were all done with, you know, cocoa flavanol levels between 500 and 1,000 a day. And an average dark chocolate bar, even if you spend $10 for it, you know, a quality dark chocolate bar, has about 100 milligrams.
Yeah.
So you would have to eat about 5 to 10 of those a day to get the benefits that we're talking about. So you really need to be, if you're looking for these benefits, you really need to be consuming a high flavanol dark chocolate or cocoa powder. And, you know, listen, they could be equally or even more delicious. It doesn't affect the deliciousness. It's right. Really, but you really need to search out a high flavanol product.
Yeah, it also, in order to get, say your target was 900 milligrams, which is kind of like the study levels, you'd have to consume enough dark chocolate bars to put on a lot of pounds. It would be hundreds and hundreds of superfluous calories because there's a lot of sugar added to those bars. I take the Flava Mix, the performance cocoa powder. It delivers a generous scoop, 900 milligrams of cocoa flavanols. And the label claim here is that 7 times the flavanols of standard cocoa powder. So how did you source and vet the proper type of cocoa that delivers these benefits? Because I guess not all cocos are that rich in the beneficial flavanols.
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. You know, when we started the business, you know, we were looking at all these great studies showing all these benefits, but, you know, at these high flavanol levels. And the question that we asked ourselves is, can we develop a cocoa powder and a chocolate and other products that have the flavanols of these studies, but still is all natural and tastes terrific? So the answer, it's actually not that complicated. There's two things that you need to do to get a high flavanol product. One is you need to start with a high flavanol cocoa bean. Because cocoa beans, you know, like we're learning with fruits and vegetables now, the nutrient level can vary considerably from country to country, farm to farm. So we source our cocoa beans from a handful of farms in Ecuador, actually, that have been cultivating a very high flavanol and super tasty bean as well. So that's the first part. And then the second part is flavanols are very sensitive to processing. So heat destroys flavanols. As soon as you get up over 200 degrees, they start to degrade. So it's like a standard chocolate processing and cocoa processing tends to destroy that. So
I think they call that Dutching, you know, where it's, you know, a little bit harsh chemical and temperature treatment.
So it's temperature. Dutching is actually it's part of that treatment, and it's also a chemical process as well. And that dutching also destroys the flavanol level. So we do not use dutching, and we roast at lower temperatures for a longer period of time.
Alan, we're going to do a long form on this subject, really do a deep dive on it coming up, so our listeners should look forward to that podcast. But here's a great holiday gift idea. This holiday season, give yourself and your loved ones decadent dark chocolate and cocoa powder that has the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. Just go to flavanaturals.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $30. That's flavanaturals.com. Coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off on Flava Naturals. They've got great products. Thank you, Ellen, for joining us. We'll talk further.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pregame shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Tis the season of giving thanks and gathering together, no matter how far the drive. And with Verizon Family Plus, you can monitor each family member's locations, their driving habits, and send them roadside assistance if they get a flat tire or need a tow. All from one app, giving you and your family peace of mind all the way to the dinner table. Now that's something to be thankful for. Get Verizon Family Plus at Verizon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump wasn't mincing any words today on social media. He says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. President said, quote, "We have nothing to hide, and it's time to move on from this Democrat hoax perpetrated by radical left lunatics." A new report finds federal government's payroll costs surged under the Biden administration.
When former President Joe Biden left the White House, the federal workforce had grown by 5%, but the cost of paying those bureaucrats had grown by 24%. That's according to a new report by the nonprofit government watchdog Open the Books.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says Open the Books reports that during the federal period, federal workers making $100,000 or more annually increased 49%. Those making at least $200,000 grew 82%. Well, the O.J. Simpson estate has now taken a key step toward paying Fred Goldman $58 million, 3 decades after Goldman won a wrongful death judgment in the civil suit against Simpson. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Malcolm Laverne, executor of Simpson's estate, has accepted Goldman's creditor claim of $58,987,858.12, plus 30 years of accumulated interest, TMZ first reported Saturday. Goldman's son, Ron, was killed alongside Nicole Simpson, O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, on June 12, 1994. Simpson was acquitted of the murders in what became known as the Trial of the Century. Bernie Bennett reporting.
John Fetterman back home with his family. The Pennsylvania senator was hospitalized briefly after he fell. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
President Trump has justified U.S. military strikes on boats suspected of smuggling drugs.
President Trump says the longtime U.S. strategy of interdicting such vessels has failed. Mr. Trump's comments come around the same time the U.S. Coast Guard announces a record year for cocaine seizures. But that milestone hasn't stopped the president from changing decades of U.S. counter-narcotics policy. Mr. Trump has launched a series of military strikes in the Pacific Ocean and Caribbean Sea.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. Unusually strong storm system called an atmospheric river has doused Southern California, prompting flood warnings in and around areas of Los Angeles. National Weather Service reporting heavy rainfall over the weekend at rates sometimes as much as 1 inch per hour in the coastal areas. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The World Cheese Awards have been held this past week in Bern, Switzerland, where beauty is in the nose of the beholder.
Scores of judges in yellow aprons circle long rectangular tables arranged in rows before digging in. They either slice triangle wedges out of hard cheeses and press them to their noses, or use spreaders to scoop up soft, gooey cheeses. It was a blind taste test for the 265 odd judges on hand.
Got hints of fruit, lots of meaty notes, some ham stock, maybe even that sense of sort of bacon when you're like slightly hungover in the morning.
The winner, perhaps appropriately enough, was a special Swiss Gruyere. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Five students at military academies and three each from Yale, Harvard, and MIT among the 32 U.S. winners named Sunday as Rhodes Scholars. Those students will pursue grad studies at the University of Oxford. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
O-R-G.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with a courtroom drama. Then we have Bob Bailey as insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in the finale of the five-part storyline, The Pearly Matter. When this first crime drama debuted in the spring of 1939, it was a quarter-hour series starring Dwight Reist, created by Philip Sage Lord, who also came up with Gangbusters. Mr. District Attorney shifted to a once-a-week half-hour program in the summer of 39. It was a fill-in series for The Bob Hope Show. That fall, it got its own time slot and continued to air well into the 1950s. In addition to Weiss, Inner Sanctum original host Raymond Edward Johnson spent time as the crusading prosecutor. But for the majority of the run, he was played by Jay Johnston. Right now, though, here's the final actor to play the character. His name will be provided in just a few seconds. I'll just let you know it's from April 26th of 1953.
Mr. District Attorney, starring David Bryan. Mr. District Attorney, champion of the people, defender of truth, guardian of our fundamental rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And it shall be my duty as district attorney not only to prosecute to the limit of the law all persons accused of crimes perpetrated within this county, but to defend with equal vigor the rights and privileges of all its citizens.
A And now, here is our star, David Bryan, as Paul Garrett, Mr. District Attorney.
A district attorney knows that time and distance are the implacable enemies of law enforcement, because they can mean the difference between preventing a crime or being forced to solve one. This case started with a phone call in the middle of the night from a lonely rural area on the outskirts of the county.
Operator. Operator, please. Operator.
Operator, number please.
Thank heaven. Operator, get me the sheriff's office quickly.
Oh, is that you, Mrs. Dineen?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
This is Mary Lou Jones, Mrs. Dineen. I'm working nights now. Something wrong.
Mary Lou, stop talking and get me the sheriff's office. You've got to send somebody to my house right away.
Well, I have to take the number on all police calls. Oh. What's your number there?
It's J247-3. Will you hurry? Somebody's trying to break into the house and I'm all alone.
Well, there's nobody in the town office at night. I'll have to look up the deputy's home number.
Oh, please. He's trying the door.
Oh, well, isn't your husband there?
He's away in Pittsburgh on business. Get help for me, please.
Well, I'll get it as fast as I can. I don't know all the numbers yet. I have to look them up. Oh, Mrs. Dineen. Mrs. Dineen, what is it? What's happening?
He's in the house.
Mrs. Dineen. Mrs. Dineen.
Who are you? What do you want? Oh, please. Oh, please, don't hurt me. Please.
Hi, Chief.
Hello, Hyden. Better come inside out of this wind.
How long ago did this happen?
Oh, about an hour and a half ago. She was trying to get a call through to the deputy sheriff when she was shot. He couldn't have gotten here in time to stop it, even if she had reached him.
Shot twice, huh?
Yeah. Phone operator heard the shots right after Mrs. Dineen screamed and dropped the phone. Phone's off the hook there, rural party line.
Hmm. Any special reason for the two squads you have posted down the road?
No, just cut off curious visitors. Phone operator's a young girl, a little bit of a character. She's been waking people up on the lines to tell them what happened.
Any idea how the killer got in?
Yeah. Side door, I'll show you.
Oh, wait. I want to hang this phone up now in case the office wants to recess here.
Bad chance of anybody getting through while that girl is calling. Only call she's placing on her own.
You said the dead woman is Mrs. Dineen?
Yeah.
Where's her husband?
Now, she told the phone operator he was in Pittsburgh on business. I've got Pittsburgh police checking all the hotels. He'll be notified if they find him. Oh, here's the door. It was wide open. That's how we got in to open the front door.
The lock doesn't seem to be broken. It must have been picked. I don't suppose you know if anything's been stolen.
I doubt it. Everything's neat. Drawers haven't been ransacked. Matter of fact, there's Mrs. Dineen's purse on the sideboard. There you see. About $40 in cash. Hasn't been touched.
Well, that wasn't the motive then. Only one other thing it could be.
What?
Hate, Harrington. Can you think of any other reason for breaking into a house in the middle of the night and murdering a woman in cold blood?
No, I guess not, Chief.
Now let's take a look around outside. You got your flashlight?
Yeah.
Flash it around.
Right. Boy, cold.
Oh, wait. Throw the beam that way again.
Yeah, what are we looking for?
I saw some shoe imprints on the ground. I'd like to see which way they go.
Yeah, there's a couple of marks here.
Yeah. Seem to lead back that way, behind the house.
You think the killer was on foot?
I don't know. Let's go back away.
Keep going, all right.
Yes, and a set of prints leading toward the house. He came this way and went back this way. Is there a road back here anyplace?
I've been out here once before, about 5 years ago. Yeah, a suspected arson case. Farmhouse burned down about a mile back this way. Family named Mullen.
Oh, yes, I remember. You decided the fire was accidental.
Yeah, that's right. There was a dirt road leading to the farm, cuts into the main highway further down.
Our man may have been headed for that dirt road.
Why?
He must have had a car. He didn't drive up to the house in it. He left it someplace away from the scene.
Back on the dirt road?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. Never mind the footprints. Head right for the road.
Wind is dying. Be getting light soon. Here. Here's what you want, Chief.
Yes? The car was parked here, all right.
Yeah. Footprints again, too. Coming and going from where the car was standing. Now, that's where the car turned around to go back to the main road.
Yeah. You left something, though.
What is it?
Cigarette butt.
Oh. He didn't smoke much of it.
No, didn't even burn down to the brand mark. Well, that's one thing we know about him. What kind of cigarettes he smokes.
That's about all we do know, Chief. We won't be able to follow these tire marks past the main road.
And tread impressions won't do us any good either. It's a standard tread, no distinguishing marks. Tires were fairly new.
Well, what now?
Back to the house.
Hey, whose car is out at the side of the house?
It's not a squad car. Not the medical examiner's either.
The boys had orders not to let anybody through except on official business.
It's between the house and the garage. Could it be Deneen's car?
Deneen? How? Even if the Pittsburgh police had located him right away, he couldn't have made it this soon.
Oh, unless he drove back during the night. Let's go around front.
Yeah, there's a man sitting there on the porch, Chief. Got his head in his arms.
That must be the husband, all right. Mr. Deneen?
Yes.
My name is Garrett. I'm the district attorney. This is Mr. Harrington.
I don't care who you are.
Look, Mr. Deneen, we can't tell you how sorry we are that...
Then don't, please. What good does it do to be sorry?
Let me handle it, Harrington. Mr. Deneen, it would help us a lot to know one thing. Did you or your wife have any enemies?
Enemies? Could there be anybody with enough hatred in their heart to do this? And even if I knew, do you think I'd tell you? I'd take care of it myself.
That's not the right way to talk, Mr. Deneen.
Don't tell me how to talk. You didn't drive home from Pittsburgh 10 minutes ago. You didn't find your wife the way I found mine.
Maybe you'd better rest for a while, Mr. Deneen. We'll talk to you later. I want to go around to the side door and use the phone. See if that telephone operator from the local exchange is on her way out here yet.
Yeah. Long enough since I sent for her. We should... What's the matter? What are you looking at Deneen's car for, Chief?
Design of the tire tread. Same as we saw on the back road.
Yeah, but like you said, they're standard on lots of cars.
I know. Let's look it over anyhow. Look at this. On the frame of the car door.
Service station lubrication record. Local station.
Yes, dated 3 days ago. 18,106 miles. Now look at the mileage on the speedometer.
18,217 miles. Hey.
Just a little more than 100 miles. He couldn't have driven to Pittsburgh and back since that record was pasted on. I'm going to get a few answers from him.
There comes a squad car. Girl in with the driver.
It must be the phone operator.
Looks like Deneen went in the house, Chief.
And as long as we know where he is, we'll get back to him in a minute.
Are you Mr. Garrett?
Yes.
Well, that policeman drove me out and said you wanted to see me. I'm Mary Lou Jones. I heard the whole thing on the telephone. I'm the operator on the local exchange.
Exactly what did you hear, Miss Jones?
Well, I heard the whole thing. It was just dreadful. I heard her crying, and then she said, "Who are you? What do you want?" And then the shots, and that was all.
You're sure you heard her say, "Who are you?"
Yes, that's what she said. I heard the whole thing. It was just terrible. Then I finally found the deputy's number, and I called him, and he said he'd come out right away, but that I should call the district attorney's office, too, and I did.
Well, thank you, Miss Jones. The policeman will drive you back to town.
Don't you want to know anything else? I mean, an idea about who might have done it or anything?
Well, whose idea?
Well, people around here, I mean, well, some of them think it might have been Ted Mullen.
The Mullen place that burned down, Chief.
Well, why do people think that?
Well, Mr. Dineen works at the bank, you know.
No, I didn't know.
Sure. He's president of the bank. When the Mullins had that fire a long time ago, well, Ted Mullen said it never would have happened if Mr. Dineen had okayed a loan he wanted to put in a water pipe instead of just using a well. Ted hated Mr. Dineen right up until the time he moved away 2 years ago.
I see. Better get through to radio division, Harrington. Put out an information wanted bulletin on Mullen.
You don't want to talk to Dineen again, then?
I guess not. Not anymore.
We're listening to Mr. District Attorney on When Radio Was. We'll continue right after this brief intermission.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
And now let's continue with Mr. District Attorney on When Radio Was.
And now back to David Bryan, starring as Paul Garrett, Mr. District Attorney.
A woman had been murdered in her isolated home. The commission of the crime had been overheard by a frantic telephone operator trying to reach the police for the victim. Our only suspect was a former neighbor thought to be harboring a 5-year grudge against the dead woman's husband. We put out an all-points bulletin for the suspect. Meanwhile, as a matter of routine, I checked the alibi of the dead woman's husband.
Here's a report from the Pittsburgh police, Mr. Garrett. It just came in.
Oh, thanks, Miss Miller.
Mr. Dineen was there, all right. Registered at the Penn Plaza Hotel day before yesterday.
And when did he check out?
Just after midnight last night.
Hmm. Telephone operator said the murder took place about 1:30 a.m.
He couldn't have gotten back in time to do it.
No, not if it was really Dineen.
Well, hotel clerk's description checks out 100%.
Well, that's it then. But...
what?
Teletype them again. I want one more bit of information.
Yes, sir?
Ask if the Penn Plaza Hotel has its own garage or parking lot. I want to know if Dineen had his car with him.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, Chief, I was wondering where you were hiding. You get any word in that pickup of Ted Mullen yet?
No, except that he's moved out of the state. That's all we have so far.
I bet you all the insurance companies. Walter Dineen carried a few small policies on his wife. Nothing exceptional. Dineen's been doing some speculating in the stock market, though.
You check brokerage houses?
Yeah. He's been buying unlisted stocks against their advice.
And how have his investments turned out?
From what I gather, he's been losing his shirt.
Strange conduct for the president of a bank. Even a small bank.
There's something else.
What?
He became president of the bank in a hurry. 6 years ago when he married Mrs. Dineen.
What was he before that?
A bookkeeper.
Yeah, that is a big jump. How did it happen?
Simplest answer in the world. His wife had money. An inheritance from a father. He left her about $250,000. He was in the steel business.
Steel business? That could explain his trip to Pittsburgh. Dineen might have been checking on his wife's holdings. I wonder who he saw while he was there.
Well, who'd have charge of Mrs. Deneen's affairs?
Her father's attorney. I can find out by checking his will. The attorney's name should be listed. Tell Miss Miller to cancel that teletype. I'll get my information directly. Call the motor pool and tell them I want a car and driver to take me out to the airport. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Hey, where are you going?
Pittsburgh.
Yes, Walter was here to see me, Mr. Garrett. I've handled his wife's affairs just as I handled everything for her father before her.
And you saw him here in Pittsburgh last night?
Yes, he had dinner at my home.
You seem to be disturbed about something, Mr. Medford.
Well, I don't know if disturbed is the right word, Mr. Garrett, but I wondered about Walter's visit. It seemed unnecessary.
Would you mind explaining that?
I don't quite know how I can explain it. Well, he just seemed to be preoccupied with the fact that he intended to drive all night in order to get home. As a matter of fact, he became such a bore on the subject that Mrs. Medford, my wife, said she had a headache and asked to be excused.
Did Dineen drive out to your home?
No. We met here at the office and went out in my car. Took a taxi back to the hotel. But, well, there was one other thing I suppose I should tell you under the circumstances.
Yes?
After my wife left us, he did it almost as a joke. Walter asked if his wife had changed her will lately. I don't like to say anything that I'm uncertain of, but I had a feeling that he was trying to draw me out, obtain information.
Has the will been changed?
No, it has not. Walter Dineen gets everything.
You don't like Dineen, do you?
He's an avaricious man, Mr. Garrett, with no special talent.
Well, I don't quite agree with your appraisal, Mr. Medford. I think Walter Dineen has a very special talent. He just missed his calling.
I don't follow you, sir.
Dineen is an excellent actor. Thank you very much for your help.
Oh, I'll see you out.
Morning, Miss Miller.
Well, good morning, Harrington.
Chief in yet?
No, he got home late last night, but I'm expecting him any minute. What's that you got?
Report on Ted Mullen, but he's not our baby.
You got an alibi?
Yeah, read it. Los Angeles Police.
Mullen is out there. Camarillo State Hospital for the insane. He's been under lock and key for more than a year.
Oh, that's too bad. The poor man, I mean. Mr. Garrett will be...
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Chief.
Mr. Garrett.
Well, we've come to a dead end on that Ted Mullen thing. Chief, he...
Never mind. It's not Mullen I'm after now. I'm interested in Walter Dineen.
You mean he wasn't in Pittsburgh?
No, he was there all right. But his car wasn't with him.
How did he travel, then?
Same way I did, by plane. I found an airline stewardess who remembered a man of his description.
Oh, great. I check stockbrokers, you take the airline stewardesses.
She checked her flight list. The man she thinks was Dineen traveled under the name of Art Folger. I want you to run that name through the record bureau, Miss Miller.
Art Folger, yes, sir.
Why do you want to run a make on a phony name?
Because I think it may not be a phony name, Harrington. I think it may be the name of the killer.
Oh? How come?
Dineen inherits a fortune through his wife's death. I have every reason to believe his trip to Pittsburgh was to establish an alibi. He was seen at the hotel, dined with his wife's attorney. A perfect alibi for him.
Yeah.
But the actual killer needed an alibi, too, just in case. And he's got one. His name is Art Folger. He was on an aeroplane from Pittsburgh when Mrs. Dineen was killed. The airline records say so.
Pretty neat. But what about Dineen's car?
The killer used it.
Chief, why wouldn't he rent a car?
I'll ask you. Figure it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we check rental places, he couldn't be on an airplane and driving a rented car at the same time.
Have you seen Dineen since I left?
Yes. He hasn't left the funeral home for a second. He's playing the bereaved husband to the hilt.
That's what I was hoping he'd do. That's all I want from you, Miss Miller. You can go down to the record room. I'll wait for your report on Folger.
Yes, sir.
You want me to pick up Dineen, Chief?
Not yet. Not until we can tie him to the killer he hired. We need indisputable physical evidence of association between Dineen and the killer.
Well, that's something we can't get.
Yes, we can.
Where?
From Deneen's car. If the killer used it, his fingerprints may be in it someplace. Call a lab crew. Take them out to the funeral home. Have them...
I'll take it. DA's office, Harrington. Yeah. Yeah, Jeff. Yeah. Well, don't let him see you, that's all. Jeff Wallace, Chief. He's been keeping Dineen under surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
Dineen pulled a feint to the funeral parlor. He let them talk him into going home for a rest. Jeff followed him.
Did he go home?
Yes, by way of the bank.
The bank?
Uh-huh. Jeff says he stopped about 5 minutes, went into the safe deposit section. I wonder what he's up to.
Same thing the county cashier is up to every week before you go to see him.
What?
Getting the payroll ready. Killers get paid, too. Come on.
We're going to go over the car just the same, right at his house?
We certainly are.
He's liable to see us.
That's a chance we'll have to take. Once he pays off, our killer will head for parts unknown.
Hey, perfect timing.
Not quite. That's an up car.
Oh, Mr. Garrett. It's a good thing I caught you. Here's the record on Folger.
Well, then there really is an Art Folger.
Yeah.
Huh?
What have you got?
One conviction, assault with deadly weapon, one charge of manslaughter, no indictment, one charge of murder, no indictment.
Sounds like a pro killer, all right.
There'll be an indictment this time. Give me the file. We'll see you later.
Going down, please. Get the door handles, too, fellas.
Yeah.
Get as many sets of those prints as possible.
Harrington.
Oh, Chief, I was just going to come in the house after you. Morgan just pulled a set of Art Folger's prints from the dashboard of the car. We've got it.
We've got trouble, too. I've been through the entire house. Dineen isn't in there.
Well, he must have gone out the back, or Jeff would have spotted him leaving. He's got to be on foot. Now, where would he be going? The only place back there is that burned-out ruin where Mullen used to live.
The back road. He's walking back there to make the payoff.
And we can grab Folger, too.
If we can get there in time. You say that road runs into the state highway?
Yeah, it angles in about 2 miles down, then cuts around that way.
Let's go, then. Maybe we can drive the 4 miles before he can walk the one.
Charred beams.
Don't worry. Thought you were going to walk out here to meet me.
I did.
I thought I heard a car along the road while I was coming through the trees.
I didn't hear anything here. Well, there's nothing on the road.
You can only see 50 feet to where it turns. You got the money?
Here, 700. I gave you 3 when we made the deal. Now get lost and forget that you ever saw me.
You forget you saw me, too.
Yeah, all right. Get going.
Just stay right where you are, gentlemen.
Who's that, Deneen?
I don't know.
Who is it? Where are you?
On both sides of you. Hands on.
So what?
Try that again, you'll get it back.
Don't, Folger. They might shoot and hit me.
What do you think will happen if they get us? I'm coming out. I'll kill anybody who tries to stop me.
Oh, Folger!
I'm hit!
No more! No more, please!
Grab my gun, you yellow belly. Grab it or we'll boom.
I can't. I'm afraid.
Just lie there, Folger. You'd never get to it in time.
Don't make me kid you, mister.
He got me out here to sell me some information about who killed my wife.
Never mind that, Deneen. We know who was responsible.
Oh. How did you find out? Who told you?
A service station attendant, an attorney, and an airline stewardess. Just a bunch of average citizens, Deneen. That's what society is. That's what the law is.
Now, here is the star of Mr. District Attorney, David Bryan, with a word about the program you have just heard.
Walter Deneen and Art Folger were tried and convicted on a charge of murder in the first degree. Their pleas for executive clemency were denied by the governor, and they were executed in the manner prescribed by law. Now, this is David Bryan inviting you to join us when we present our next case based on the facts of crime from the file of Mr. District Attorney.
Mr. District Attorney was originated by Phillips H. Lord.
The Case of the Silent Killer from April 26th of 1953. I'm Greg Bell, and over the past month here on Wind Radio Was, we've been presenting the Perling Matter, as presented on yours truly, Johnny Dollar, in June of 1956. Well, coming up next, the finale of that Bob Bailey-led five-part storyline, right after this break.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today. For a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang on to the ripcord and you count off the seconds so you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacup with a wind tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Mistylands today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Macca is a renowned content creator for Macca 91 Productions, the makers of video game guides and product reviews. He's a tech and gaming expert, always looking for an advantage. And so we asked him what kind of LG monitor he uses.
Yeah, so currently I'm using the ultra-fast OLED gaming dual mode monitor. It's actually really cool because it has kind of a specific feature, and that is that you can play at 4K, and that has the option of running at 240 hertz, aka 240 frames per second. But if you're looking for a more competitive advantage and you want to bring that higher, you can play in 1080p and 480 hertz, and then you're pairing that with a 0.03 millisecond response time. A lot of jargon here, but basically that's going to give you low input lag to make your game feel super responsive.
Check out LG's UltraGear OLED gaming monitors at lg.ca.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time once again to present the finale of a five-part Johnny Dollar storyline. It's the Pearling Matter, which originally played out in late June of 1956. And here's the exciting conclusion.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Janice Floyd, Mr. Dollar.
Hello.
I understand you don't quite believe that Jeannie Pearling is dead.
That's about right.
I'm really not concerned one way or the other what you believe or disbelieve. I do know that I've been through quite an ordeal lately, and if you have any plans for interfering or bothering me in any way, I'll call the police.
All right.
I hope you understand that.
I do.
Well then, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly... Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Eastern Liability and Trust Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Pearling matter. I wrote to Morton Scottman at Eastern Liability, and I explained the circumstances under which I had arrived in New Orleans and located Jeannie Pearling. I enclosed her death certificate and a medical statement. I also reported on the conduct of her ex-roommate, Janice Floyd. Then I sat down and called Janice on the phone.
Hello?
This is Johnny Dollar, Miss Floyd.
Yes,
I think it's time we had a talk.
Mr. Dollar, we have nothing to discuss.
I think we have.
What?
How you're being taken.
Taken? By whom?
By a couple of people.
Goodbye, Mr.
Look, don't hang up on me, Miss Floyd. I came down here to find Jean Pearling. I'm with an insurance company. It was my job to check on a story her father told. Finding her was part of it. Let me come over and talk to you.
I'll be home tonight.
The apartment was six blocks from the hotel. I walked it for a reason. All kinds of people have followed me at one time or another, and I've followed all kinds of people. But the man who followed me off and on in New Orleans, the big blonde man with a .38, knew what he was doing. He was a professional. I made up my mind about that the first time I saw him. And I thought I was ready for him, but I wasn't. He waited until the streetlights got dim and no one was in sight. Oh. I vaguely remember that he caught me under the arms and laid me gently down on the street. That was all.
Easy, buddy, easy. You've been making too much whoopee.
Oh.
You folks visiting down here ought to be more careful.
Oh.
Get your suit all dirty. I wouldn't have found you, but my cab conked out right here.
Oh, my head, the side of my head.
Yeah, you must have fallen hard. You had enough for tonight or you want to keep going?
Oh, I've had plenty.
Yes, sir, I'll call a doctor.
No, no, help me, I'll be all right.
You're up. Easy now, easy.
Thanks. What time is it?
Almost midnight.
2 hours.
Where you want to go?
Rassilon Street.
Get in, get in.
Ex- Expense account item 16, $10, to one good Samaritan cab driver who picked me up and dropped me at Janice Floyd's apartment. I was still weaving on my feet when I tapped on the door.
Mr. Dollar, you've been hurt. Come in.
I'm all right. Packing?
Yes, I've decided to leave town. Tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I thought it'd be something like that. Did a big fella, a blonde man, have anything to do with your decision to leave?
That's none of your business.
Let me tell you my business, Miss Floyd. I came down here to see Jean Perling.
You saw her. She is dead.
Yes, I saw her, dead. Yesterday, I mailed a copy of her death certificate to New York.
Well, then, what else? What other business?
The man who came here yesterday and reported to you, the man who told you I'd left town and you could breathe easier again, the same man who called you later and told you I was still around, still asking questions. He's my business. He followed me on my way here tonight. He slugged me.
I don't believe you're telling me the truth.
What's his name? Any idea why he carries a gun?
Carries a gun? You're making all this up.
Why would I? I've got what I came for, or practically what I came for, legal proof of the whereabouts of one Jean Perling.
If Al hit you, he was trying to protect me.
Now listen to me. I think I have pretty much of it in hand. Now you tell me if I'm wrong. First off, you're not any Janice Floyd. I'd guess that Janice Floyd was the girl who died of leukemia. I've got her picture in my wallet. It was given to me by David Perling, who said it was his daughter.
This is all crazy.
Before you go into that, listen. I can have that body exhumed. I don't want to do it, but I will if I have to. Now, do you want me to do that?
All right. I'm Jean Perling.
And that was the Floyd girl who died?
Yes. She was sick and... Well, I knew my father had detectives looking for me. I just never wanted to see him again or go home again. It seemed if poor Janice were dying and she had no one, if she somehow had my name, and, well, I'd never be bothered with my family again.
That was a pretty idea. Was it yours?
Al and I thought of it.
Al?
Al Britt.
The blonde guy. Okay, how'd he work it?
He saw to it that Janice had my name. I know it was against the law, but it... Well, she had no one, and if she was buried with my name, then I'd be free of my family.
Well, that took some managing.
They hate me. They always have. I want my own life.
I don't blame you. You're entitled to it. Are you sure that's what you're getting?
I'm going to marry Al, no matter what. If you go back and tell them, well, that'll be that. If you let me stay dead, I...
Can't let that happen.
Why not? Why not, Mr. Dollar? What harm would it do?
Let your father make a fool out of you?
I don't understand.
You're worth $100,000.
What?
Cold, hard cash. An irrevocable trust was set up on you when you were born. Comes to you when you're 25. That'll be next month.
I don't care about the money.
Now, wait a minute. In the event you should die before your 25th birthday, the money would revert to your nearest of kin.
My father?
Your father.
But I'm dead on paper.
Uh-huh.
Then Al. Al.
Somebody paid him. Probably your father. To make love to you.
Oh, no. No.
Get out of here, Dollar.
Al, wait.
I told you this man meant nothing but trouble.
He knows all about it.
Oh, he can't prove a thing. Get out of here, you.
Take it easy, bro.
Al. Al.
Yes, honey.
I know about you.
Honey, I don't know what to say.
Go. Just go, please.
He went. He looked at both of us as he went out the door. It was sort of a whip look, the way a puppy stares at you when you've caught him chewing on a slipper. I sat a while with Jean Perling. She didn't say much. There wasn't much she could say. I told her I didn't think there was any reason for her to go back to New York unless she wanted to. She said she didn't want to go, didn't know what to do at the moment, and, well, we left it at that. I went back to my hotel and tried to get some sleep.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
I went back to my hotel and tried to get some sleep. About 6 o'clock in the morning, I got up, bathed, shaved, and packed. By 7:30, I had breakfast and was just about to check out.
Hello?
Hello, Brett.
Leaving?
That's right.
I'd like to talk first.
Sure. Okay.
You messed it up fine for her and me. I tried to call her this morning and she hung up on me. Went over there, she wouldn't let me in.
I don't blame her, do you?
I guess I don't. I've decided to leave town.
Yeah, maybe that's better.
I don't know whether it is or not. You make it hard for a guy to talk.
All right, now look at it my way. This whole thing's been rotten. I met her father and I know what kind he is. I know what he's done to her, what he'll do to her if she goes back. And then there's you, Britt, the hired man. You went in and made love to her for a salary. I didn't like it having to tell her that, and it must hurt. It must hurt pretty bad. So you see, I'm not too interested in what you might have to say or what you're going to do.
Wait. You're right reading me out this way. I deserve it. The old man found out where she was 4 months ago. I found out for him. I knew the girl she was living with had leukemia. I planned the whole switch. I put it to her the way she explained it, about being dead to keep away from her old man.
Of course, you didn't mention that $100,000 he could get his hands on once she was dead.
No, I didn't. But something funny happened to me, Dollar. I mean, I've done my share of dirty jobs. I've seen a lot of the human race. Taking a salary to make a sucker out of her didn't bother me at all. Not at first. And then I found out when she touched my face, I lived for that touch. And when I held her, she lived for me. I never thought it had happened to me, but it did. If you see her again, Dollar, tell her I was trying to stop it. I mean, all this part. But it was too late. Funny how things turn out, huh?
Yeah. Funny. Expense account item 17, $42.13, hotel and board bill. Item 18, $101 even, airplane ticket back to Hartford. Item 19, $1, cab fare. I stopped by her apartment on my way to the airport.
I thought you'd left, Mr. Dollar.
Well, came to say goodbye. How's it going today?
All right. I have some brandy.
No, thanks. Jean.
Yes?
You going to New York?
No, I'll stay here a while. I don't want to see my father or mother.
How about Al Britt? He wants to see you.
Let's not talk about him, shall we? Do you think I'm a nice girl? Do you think my $100,000 will attract a lot of nice, eligible young men to me? Do you think
Oh, stop it. You'll burn your brakes.
Johnny.
Oh, no. Here.
I know what he did. I know why he did it. But I love him. He did his job too well.
Yeah. He could tell you what he started out to do and what happened to him with you. He could tell you, if you'd let him.
He told you?
Yeah.
What kind of a trick is it?
No trick. Couldn't be. The guy's too mixed up. Tell you what, he'll try again. When he calls up next time, talk to him.
Why should I?
Because you may not have a mother and father or anyone else. But you do have him. And you will have him as long as he lives, if you want him. And that's what you've been looking for all your life. Someone to have. I'd take him if I were you. Item 20, $10. Miscellaneous. Total expense account, $714.35. Remarks, none. Report, she took him. They were married in Tampa this morning. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in this week's cast were Mary Jane Croft, Forrest Lewis, Jeanette Nolan, Russell Thorson, Michael Ann Barrett, Jack Petruzzi, Barbara Fuller, Herbert Ellis, and Marvin Miller. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino and Carl Fortina. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
That indeed was the finale of The Perling Matter, which originally played out over 5 weeknights back in June 1956. We'll debut our next Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had an offering of Mr. District Attorney starring David Bryan, now also a film performer. He worked a couple of times with an Oscar-winning actress whose birth name was Lucille Faye LeSueur. She starred alongside Bryan in both Flamingo Road and The Damn Don't Cry. I'll provide her stage name and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Beyond the sea.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a 4-CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists.
That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. Hey there.
Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW77.
Why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Enjoy some of the greatest crooners of all time, including Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Nat King Cole, Ray Charles, Fred Astaire, Louis Armstrong, and so many more.
Well, you can cry me a river.
cry me away.
Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to take advantage of this great offer. Use promo code WOW77 to save over 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping.
Crossing you in style someday. It's just the thought of you.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com to get 100 hits of the great crooners at the special price of only $19.98 and get a bonus on shipping. Remember promo code WOW77 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about David Bryan's co-star in the films Flamingo Road and The Damn Don't Cry. This Oscar-winning actress' birth name was Lucille Fay LeSueur. We all know her as Joan Crawford. I'm your host, Greg Bell, my real name, and please remember to check us out online. WhenRadioWas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.